Irene Swam called a former beauty queen or Miss USA. I keep thinking they're talking about someone else. There are certain images that come to mind when people talk about beauty queens. It's mostly what's known as TNA, tits and ass, no talent. For many girls who enter the contest, it's part of the American dream. It was never mine. You used to sit around the TV and watch Miss America, and it was exciting, we thought, glamorous, fun, we thought. But by the time I was 8 or 9, I didn't feel comfortable. Soon I'm hitting my adolescence, like 14, but I'm not doing any dating, and I'm feeling awkward and ugly. I'm much taller than most of the people in my class. I don't feel I can compete the way I see girls competing for guys. I was very much of a loner. I felt intimidated by the amount of competition females were supposed to go through with each other. I didn't like being told by 17 magazine, subvert your interests if you have a crush on a guy. Get interested in what he's interested in. If you play cards, be sure not to beat him. I was very bad at these social games. After I went to the University of Colorado for 3.5 years, I had it. This was 1968 through 71. I came home for the summer. An agent met me and wanted me to audition for commercials, modeling, acting jobs. Okay, I started auditioning and winning some. I did things actors do when they are starting out. You pass out literature at conventions, you do print ads, you pound the pavements, you send out your resume. I had come to a model agency one cold day, and an agent came out and said, "I want you to enter a beauty contest." I said, "No, never, never, never. I'll lose. How humiliating." She said, "I want some girls to represent the agency. Might do you good." So I filled out the application blank, hobbies, measurements, blah, blah, blah. I got a letter. "Congratulations. You have been accepted as an entrant into the Miss Illinois Universe contest. Now, what do I do? I'm stuck." "You have to have a sponsor, or you're gonna have to pay several $100s. So I called up the lady who was running it. "Terribly sorry, I can't do this. I don't have the money." She calls back a couple of days later. "We found you a sponsor. It's a lumber company." The second night, they're gonna pick 15 people. In between, you had judges interviews. For 3 minutes, they ask you anything they want. Can you answer questions? How do you handle yourself? Your poise, personality, blah, blah, blah. Now, they are called personality judges. I thought, this will soon be over. Get on a plane tomorrow and no one will be the wiser. Except that my name got called as one of the 15. You have to go through the whole thing all over again. I was considered old for a beauty queen, which is a little horrifying when you're just 22. That's very much part of the beauty queen syndrome. The young, untouched, unthinking human being. I'm sitting there with my glass of champagne and I'm reading over this contract. They said, "Oh, you don't have to read it." And I said, "I never sign anything that I don't read." They're all waiting to take pictures and I'm sitting there reading this long document. So I signed it, and the phone rang, and the guy was from a Chicago paper and said, "Tell me, is it Miss or Ms?" I said, "It's Ms." He said, "You are kidding." I said, "No, I'm not." He wrote an article the next day saying something like it finally happened. A beauty queen, a feminist. I thought I was a feminist before I was a beauty queen. Why should I stop now? The minute you are crowned, you become their property and subject to whatever they tell you. From the day I won Miss USA to the day I left for Universe, almost 2 months, I got a day and a half off. I made about 250 appearances that year, parades, shopping centers, and things. What else do you do at a shopping center? Model clothes. The nice thing I got to do was public speaking, they said. "You want a ghostwriter?" I said, "Hell, no, I know how to talk." I wrote my own speeches. They don't trust girls to go out and talk because most of them can't. If I could sit down with every young girl in America for the next 50 years, I could tell them what I liked about the pageant. I could tell them what I hated. It wouldn't make any differences. There are always gonna be girls who want to enter the beauty pageant. That's a fantasy. The American Dream.